Welcome to Talks from the Bible. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Acts 26, 27, 28. For one to be a Christian, he must be a believer. The Apostle Paul had appeared before this Roman governor and preached unto him the gospel. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both the small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer, that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. Acts 26, 22, 23. This is the truth of the gospel. Jesus had spoken to his disciples following his death and resurrection from the grave. These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Luke 24, 44, 47. The Old Testament was a forecast of things to come. Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms all foresaw the coming of Christ into the world for the purpose of dying on the cross and being raised the third day for the salvation of all people. Those who hear this message are to repent and receive the remission of sins. Remission of sins only comes through water baptism. Paul had been instructed by a preacher of the gospel, and now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 22, 16. In baptism we die to sin and commit to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is the New Testament teaching of how we become a Christian. Know ye not that so many of us, as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Romans 6, 3-5. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.